And we are so pleased to have in studio with us right now, and you have heard her voice many times on the Talk of Connecticut, calling in to talk shows. She is Regional Sales Manager for Journeys Connect, Maria Townsend. Maria, welcome to Front and Center.
Oh, it's so great to see you again, Dan.
It's so great to see you.
And just remembering fond memories. I remember your dinners. I've spoken at your dinners, at one of your dinners that you used to host previously. And delighted to be here. And thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're welcome. We want to talk about the travel industry, which you have been in for most of your career. And now you've started a new position with Journeys Connect. But how did you get involved with the travel industry?
Well, you know, my father could hear me now. He would not be happy. After my education, I actually majored in culinary arts. I went to a division of Cordon Bleu, which is haute cuisine. But I had the opportunity when I was a child to come over to the United States. And I decided then that I'm going to become a flight attendant. So that's what I did. I put my career on hold against my father's wishes. My mother didn't mind, and went in to become a flight attendant.
Where were you born?
I was born and raised in England, okay, and educated in England.
What changed your mind to go from culinary arts to a flight attendant?
I think the opportunity that I could travel. And I've always, my family's always traveled. Actually, my mother was born in Germany. She's a twin, raised in Colombia, South America, where my father met and married her. And I think that's maybe when I was then in her tummy, I was then saying, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to travel when I have the opportunity. So I did. And oh, what an experience. I wouldn't change it for the world, of being able to go where I've been and do what I've done. So I think that's a thrill. And here I am in Connecticut talking to you.
How about that?
Yeah.
Which airline or airlines did you work for?
I worked for Eastern Airlines.
Yeah, I remember Eastern.
And I actually lived in Japan for 6 months. I went on a special assignment. Oh, I went to Singapore, I went to China, I went to Japan, I went to Alaska, I went to Europe, I went to India, Africa. It's just been a wealth of experience. And you know, the world is quite small. In Australia, New Zealand, the world is smaller than you think, you know, when you're traveling like that.
What was the motivation for you to come to the United States from England?
When I was a child, my father, my parents sent me over. During the war, I guess, he was associated in Washington.
Your dad?
My father, yes. And then after the war, he kept in contact with some people in Washington, and he thought I might like to go out there and visit, perhaps stay. But I actually went back to England to finish my career, my schooling, actually, and I'm glad that I did. But I am an American citizen and love it. I of course, you know, being born and raised in England, I still have my British ties.
Right. Sure you do. Now, how long were you a flight attendant? How many years?
I was a flight attendant for 2 years.
And what was that like? What was the experience like?
Well, the experience of people. I love people. I like talking to people. And that coffee, tea, or me down those aisles just got me going. I met so many interesting people, including many celebrities and movie stars that I've taken care of.
Name a few.
Well, I met Frank Sinatra when I was a child.
Oh, my man.
I was only a little girl when I came over. Met him in a restaurant in Miami Beach. And that was by accident. Didn't even know who he was. Didn't even know who that man was. I had the pleasure of meeting Bob Hope. I met Johnny Carson. Actually, I took care of him one day. I met Efren Zimbalist Jr., who was a famous actor. His father was a famous musician. And
he lived in the area, by the way, here in Connecticut for a time.
He did.
He sure did.
Well, we made a mistake when I worked for Eastern Airlines. So they said, Maria, you go, and you look after him. Well, I looked after him so well, he invited me to California.
Great stories, really. Oh, my goodness. So then you made a career change after serving 2 years as a flight attendant. What happened?
Well, Eastern Airlines called me in and looked at me and thought, it's time to put women into management. And I was one of the first women in management. And they set out my career. And they said, well, now let's see, how far will you go? Will you go as far as a regional sales manager? I said, no, you put me down as chairman of the board. Don't limit your potential, ever.
Wow. Just great stories. And then you went into the travel agency business, didn't you?
Well, not actually the travel agency business. I was working here in Connecticut, and a gentleman that I knew that was an owner of a tour operation. When you go into a travel agency, you see those brochures.
Right.
We were one, and Noel was one of those wholesalers that put those packages together. His first love was Ireland, and then later on he went on to different places like England, Scotland, Wales, Italy. Love Italy.
Yeah. By the way, that's how I met you, through our good buddy Rick Sinnott from Sinnott Travel, and you put together a trip for our listeners to go to Ireland. This goes all the way back to June of 2001. That's how I met you.
Yes, right. Those were wonderful days then, yes. Doing those trips then, they were very profitable for everybody. It was a win-win all the way around. And we used to fill those coaches and wonderful driver guides. And actually today, it's still the same in Ireland.
Wow.
They still have those wonderful coaches. They still have those wonderful driver guides.
I remember one of our drivers, his name was Martin. I could see him like it was yesterday, and this trip was 15 years ago.
Actually, I was with Martin just a year ago in February.
Wow.
I was taking a group of travel agents to familiarize themselves with Ireland that had never been before. And that was one of my jobs. And I love Ireland. Well, I can say that, you know, I'm British born.
Right. Yeah, sure you can. By the way, I remember, just as an aside, and it goes to show you how long the cell phone technology has been around, there were a couple of times while we were in Ireland, and of course there's a time difference between Ireland and the United States, that Martin pulled the bus over and I made a cell phone call to Brad Davis, because it was afternoon in Ireland and Brad was on the air here at the Talk of Connecticut, and I gave Brad an update on our trip. And one time we even put Martin on the air and Brad interviewed him for a little bit.
I know, I was listening that morning.
Yep.
When you did that. Yes, it's so great. I mean, you see, we're so close. We may be 3,000 miles away, but yet it's like next door when you're talking on that.
Well, and when it comes to Ireland, many people refer to it as the 51st state.
Yes. You know, Ireland and England are so close. In fact, as you know, on September 28th, it starts nonstop service from Bradley into Dublin. And the great thing is, when you return, you clear customs and immigration right in Dublin. So when you get off the flight in Hartford, it's like getting off a domestic flight. You just pick up your bags and you walk out.
Okay, this is very important to talk about. And in case you missed this, and I know it's a very big deal, and it's an important deal from a business perspective here in the state of Connecticut, Aer Lingus is going to have flights between Hartford and Dublin, right?
And connect to 20 countries.
Wow. Now, mention how important it is that when you're coming back to the, in this case, Hartford, the Hartford area, how important it is going to be to clear customs in Dublin rather than having to wait until you get back to Hartford.
It's going to be such an ease. That's the one great thing that I've noticed, even when I'm coming, say, now, right now, into Boston or JFK. The actual Aer Lingus flights goes into a separate baggage claim area than the regular customers because of clearing customs and immigration right in Dublin. It's such an ease. You just pick up your bags and you walk out. You don't have to worry. You just everything's done right there in Dublin. So if anyone is not, should not be in the United States, we stop them right in Dublin. That's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, you're with Journeys Connect. Talk a bit about that.
Oh, Mark Kavanagh, the president, is actually my old boss. And I have had such a wonderful rapport with him. And Journeys Connect, it's a specialty company. It specializes in special groups. And for somebody who wants to go, say, on a chauffeur drive, he also takes that. He goes to many, many countries. And it's for the group now that just doesn't want to go on a set coach, on a set trip, can design their own trip, their own places where they want to say they've been there before, say, as a self-drive, whether it's Italy, France, Germany, and now wants to go and have their own group. Family reunions, for instance, is a wonderful thing to when you're traveling over into, whether you're going to Ireland or England or Scotland. And he has about 80 itineraries right now, and they're wonderful to choose from. I mean, people are calling me all the time, Maria, I just took a look at this, or Iceland, for instance. And you can do everything from Hartford. You can go to Iceland from Hartford.
I heard Iceland, by the way, is a very popular destination.
It's one of the hottest things going right now.
Why?
I think people just, it's the people, it's the lifestyle, it's very interesting. I guess I've been to Iceland.
What's it like?
I actually fished, you know.
Really?
I've been in an igloo.
Now, did you go during winter or summertime?
I went actually during summer.
What summer
it's
like?
Spring, actually. Okay. It's springtime. I haven't been in summer. Well, you know, in summer, it doesn't get dark. Right. You know, it stays light. And then in the winters, of course, it gets very dark, very early in the day. Mm. So it's, you know, we have sort of a happy medium. In England, it does stay dark there in England till about 11 o'clock at night. But in Iceland, there are parts that stays light 24 hours almost.
Wow. The world is fascinating, isn't it?
It is. And travel is, you know, there's nothing like people and meeting people from different countries and conversing with them. And even if you don't speak their language, you can still converse with them. You can still make yourself understood.
You can communicate, right?
You can communicate, absolutely.
Now, how has the industry changed? You've been in the industry all these years. I'm sure it's changed.
Oh, it has.
How?
Well, I think that the days when I was a flight attendant and the service on board the flights, whether it's first class or coach, was exceptional. The meals, you used actually proper utensils. You actually use china cups and saucers, and it has changed in that venue.
People got dressed up to travel, too.
They did. I always dressed in a suit. In fact, I still do. I still do because I'm traveling on business, and we have a dress code, and I've always had a dress code that, you know, you're representing your company, and you should dress accordingly, especially if you're escorting a group of people to see a specific country, to dress accordingly.
Sure, sure. So obviously we've seen the airline industry change tremendously, not only from the service perspective, but also security. It's changed in a major way from a security standpoint, right?
Yes, gone are those days when you could go into, when I was a flight attendant, when you could go into the cockpit, take the children in to see the captain, or even myself, how many times the captain would say, Maria, there's no more room on the flight. Come on into the cockpit and sit on one of the jump seats. And I did. But those days are gone. I think, actually, you know, it is scary.
That's,
you know,
sad, isn't it, when you
it
think about
sad,
it?
It is sad, yes, because life was just so wonderful. And as much as friendly as the captain wants to be with the passengers, he now has to remember is security comes first.
Sure. And how about as far as the industry and what you're doing now, arranging trips and tours, how has that changed over the years?
You know, though, I will say I'm as busy as a bee. And you know, And people do want to travel, and they want to travel in groups, and they want to specialize. I mean, do you know, here in with Journeys Connect, they even have, for you can go on to see, say, on a garden tour. You can go on a food tour. They have, Ireland for food, you know.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. The salmon there. You think you've tasted salmon? You haven't tasted salmon till you've been to Ireland.
You're absolutely right about that, yes.
And what's so interesting is specializing and designing these group travel and working with them. And they love it, the people, the travel agents, because Journeys Connect is a business-to-business company. So working with travel agents is just wonderful.
So that essentially what you do is you interact with travel agents?
I do. I interact with travel agents. I go to see them. I see that they want to organize a chauffeur drive for a family, or they want to organize a group for a family. I go in, I look at what, if they have a budget, right away they'll tell me their budget. If they're representing, say, the Knights of Columbus, for instance, then we organize, we look at what they can do, the most popular things that they'd like to see, whether it's Italy, whether it's Ireland, whether it's England, it's Scotland, Iceland.
Now, you mentioned before you love Italy. I do too, for obvious reasons, but what is it about Italy that you like?
Again, I think the people are wonderful. They couldn't be nicer to you. They treat you so respectful. You know, I think, oh, and their wine is so delicious. There's a place in outside of Florence that Journeys Connect is very much closely associated with, and that's called the Villa Casa Grande. It's a 68-room boutique hotel, but they have their own vineyards there and their own olive groves, and it's 50 miles outside of Florence. And what's so wonderful about it is it has train service. So if you want to go to Lucca, Siena, Pisa, if you want to take the train back into Rome, and you know, Rome, the eternal city.
Yeah, it really is. Beautiful, beautiful
city. Yeah, it is.
And if people get the chance to go to Rome, you've got to visit the Vatican.
You have. You know, and nobody realizes how large it is. It's 7 football fields.
That's right.
7 football fields. Think of that. Mm.
Just to see the tapestry, to see all of the artwork in the Vatican, that in itself is worth the visit.
Isn't it amazing how talented Leonardo da Vinci was?
Phenomenal.
I mean, when you look up at the Sistine...
You stare at it, don't you?
You just sit and you look in awe that all those years ago, you know, this was already created.
That's right. Wow, it really, it is, like you said before, traveling is the greatest education, Maria, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, look, I thank my parents for raising me the way they did, for giving me a great education, but I thank myself for having the wisdom to go and see the world and meet the people of the world, because they're wonderful people. And even in their own, whether it's, I haven't been to Tahiti yet.
There you go.
But I've been on the Orient Express, Dan.
And what was that like?
Please, if I could go tomorrow, I would.
Well, what a great, great story and a great career you've had. I want to talk, we got a couple minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about technology. Has technology, the advancement of technology, made your job easier?
It has.
How?
I think... One of the things is, from the even from the simple telephone call, which doesn't happen, you do it everything on the computer, how you can check things so much accurately now with the computer. It's right there at the tip of your fingertips, whether you're sending a message, and you can do video conferencing. You can do a conference call on the telephone. Before, you used to have to travel actually to that person, but no more. It's really helped in the travel industry. It's been wonderful. If you want to send paperwork, important papers that they used to send on the airplane, one of my great things when I worked at Albany Airport, on my weekend duties as manager was to check the special packages that came in the cockpit. That's no longer. You just email it, or you send it as an attachment. I mean, and it time saves money, you know.
No question about it. Now wait a minute. You worked at Albany Airport?
I did.
Doing what?
I was chairman of the airport committee.
Wow.
And I organized. They had the longest incumbent mayor ever in Albany, New York, Erastus Corning. And when I came and became chairman, I gave him a celebration like nothing. I was very close to him. But besides being that, I was regional sales manager for the airline. And people used to, if I said something, people, well, listen to what Maria said, you know, walking through. And I helped design the extension. I got that.
Wow.
I've done a real lot of things that I've...
You really
I was on
have.
The chamber for 5 years there, one of the largest chambers, and very much involved in travel then, so...
Got a minute left. Do you remember the television program Pan Am?
I don't.
Okay, you don't. Because I was going to ask you how accurate it was. It was about, you remember Pan Am, right? Obviously.
Yes, Pan Am Airlines,
right,
of course.
Yes. Well, it was about flight attendants, Pan Am. It only lasted a year on ABC, and it's too bad because it was a great show, and it seemed to put you right back into the time frame of the early 1960s. And those were great times, weren't they?
Oh, they were. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I am. But, you know... Travel today is very exciting.
It sure is.
And Albany is very, Bradley is very exciting.
Well,
that was a slip of the tongue.
That's okay. Again, the date for Aer Lingus, when does that start?
September 28th. Nonstop service from Bradley to Dublin.
Maria, thank you very much for coming into the studio and sharing some of your career thoughts and your life with our audience.
Thank you very much.
Maria Townsend, and she's Regional Sales Manager for Journeys Connect, talking about her career in the travel industry.